The Lucy Desi Comedy Hour. With special guest star, Paul Douglas. With Vivian Vance, William Frawley, and Little Ricky.
I thought you had a Cub Scout meeting yesterday.
We did. This is an emergency meeting.
Emergency? What happened? Didn't you learn to tie your knots?
Yeah, we learned. Today we have to untie them.
On time?
We couldn't find any ropes, so we used Mr. Ramsey's neckties.
Aye, aye, aye.
Bye, Mommy. Hi, sweetie pie.
Bye, Mommy.
Listen, before you go, what would the men of the house like for dinner tonight? I can't seem to think of anything different.
Oh, I don't care, honey. Just anything.
I don't care either.
Oh, you two are a big help.
All right, how about steak?
We had steak last night.
I like hot dogs.
Yeah, well, you had hot dogs night before last.
I like hot dogs every night.
You're telling me. Come on, Ricky, think of something, will you?
Honey, you decide. You always come up with something good.
Oh, sure, I always come up with something good. I'm so sick of planning meals. Have you any idea how many meals I've cooked in the 18 years we've been married?
No. How many?
Well, now, let's see. 365 days a year, three meals a day. That's 15, 18, 19, 19, 1,095 times 18 years. 30, 17, 20, say, oh, 5, 6, 19,710 meals.
What about last Saturday night when we had dinner at the Ramses?
All right, 19,709 meals.
And what about all the times that we went out to restaurants or we were invited out to dinner?
So I got a few meals off for good behavior. Make it an even 19,000.
Good. That's exactly how many times you told me the same sad story.
Oh, well, I don't care. Being a housewife is a big bore. Cook the meals, do the dishes, make the beds, dust the house. Cook the meals, do the dishes, make the beds,
hey,
dust the house.
Hey, what do you know? It says here that Daddy Kay is going to London to give another command performance for Queen Elizabeth.
I wonder what the Quinn is cooking for Phil tonight.
Oh, listen to this. Paul Douglas is starting a new television show early in the morning next week.
Well, goody, goody. I can watch Paul Douglas while I cook the meals, do the dishes, make the bed.
All right, Lucy. That's enough.
Maybe enough for you. I'm just getting warmed up.
Hi, Lucy.
Oh, hi, Ethel.
Hi,
Fred.
Well,
hi.
You ready to go to the market?
Ethel, what are you having for dinner tonight?
With my allowance, anything that's on sale.
Fred, what would you like for dinner?
Somebody else is cooking.
Come on, get your shopping bag and let's go.
Why not? Go to the market, cook the meals, do the dishes, make the bed.
What's eating her?
All you know is that popular record there, Housewife's Lament by Lucy Ricardo. I know all the lyrics. The last line goes just like this. For 2 cents, I go out and get myself a job.
Honestly, for 2 cents, I go out and get myself a job. I mean it. This time I'm serious.
All right, go ahead. Go out, get yourself a job. Get it out of your system once and for all.
What do you mean, get it out of my system?
Listen, girl, once you start working, you'll find out that it's just as humdrum and boring as being a housewife.
Nothing is as humdrum and boring as being a housewife.
Yeah. Besides, what makes you so sure you can even get a job?
I didn't have any trouble getting a job as a housewife.
Well, that was only because the boss was in love with you.
Oh, fiddle-faddle.
You don't know how good you got it.
Oh, sure, I got it great.
Besides, if you've got a job, who's going to cook the meals, do the dishes, and make the best, dust the house?
I'd hire a housekeeper.
A good housekeeper costs 40 or 50 bucks a week.
I know where you can get one for 25.
Where? Oh, now,
Now, wait a minute. Why shouldn't I get 50?
That's for a good housekeeper.
Hey, that's a great idea.
What's a great idea?
You're being my housekeeper. It would be like found money. You could work here part-time and still take care of your own house.
Oh, now, just a minute.
Why not? You're over here most of the time anyway. Why not get paid for it?
Hey, I never thought of that.
Well, now, take your time. Think about it.
I'll take it.
Good.
Wait a minute. You're not serious about this.
I certainly am. I'm going to get a job.
Good for you, Lucy.
Listen, since when are you on my side?
Since you decided to hire Ethel.
Oh. Hi.
Hi, honey.
Find anything yet?
Well, there are hundreds of jobs available.
Anything look good?
They all do. There's just one trouble.
What?
In order to get a job, you have to know how to do something.
Well, now, that just doesn't seem quite fair.
I may have to go back into show business.
Go back? When were you in show business?
Never mind. Hey, here's something. Broadway producers looking for experienced dancers up to the age of 25.
So?
I've had years of experience.
They mean dancing, not years of experience being 25.
Hey, Ethel. This is it. Paul Douglas is starting a new early morning television program, and he's looking for a girl Friday.
How do you fit in there?
All a girl Friday has to do is walk across the stage, pass things to the star, and sit and smile into the camera. And the four things I do best are walk, pass, sit, and smile. Gee, I better get going.
Where are you going?
Into New York. They're having interviews at 2 o'clock. You better get busy, Ethel.
Busy doing what?
Clearing the table and doing the dishes. Starting as of right now, you're my housekeeper.
How do you know you're going to get the job?
Please, I do not discuss my private life with the help. Pardon me, but it's 2:15. What time are you expecting, Mr. Douglas?
He should be in any minute now.
Looks like I'm the only one applying for the job.
You're the only one applying for the job who came 2 hours early.
Well, I'm usually early. As a matter of fact, I was born at 3 o'clock in the morning and I wasn't expected until 6. How about that?
Hello, my name's Lorraine Crawford.
I'm Sue Casey.
Oh, yes. Will you please be seated? Mr. Douglas will be here any minute.
I'm Joy Lansing.
Oh, yes. Will you have a seat, please?
Thank you. Hello, Larry Thomas to see Mr. Douglas.
Yes.
Thank you. Hello, Sue.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hello, Mary.
Not yet.
Well, there are two things about a sponsor. He's always right and he's always late. Yes, well, we'll start the auditions just as soon as Mr. Robinson gets here. I'll see you later, girl. Miss Massey, will you come in and bring the mail, please?
Doesn't he have a sweet expression?
I'll say.
Don't let those cow eyes fool you.
What do you mean?
The eyes may be cow, the rest of them is all wolf.
Really? How do you know?
His secretary told me.
I don't believe it.
Listen, I'm warning you. Once you get inside that office, you're in real trouble.
Why?
Did you notice that letter opener that the secretary was carrying when she went inside?
Yes.
That isn't just for opening letters. Self-defense.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks a lot, honey.
That's all right.
Maybe so, but I'd still like to be his girl Friday.
Being his girl Friday isn't so bad. It's what you have to go through Saturday and Sunday.
What do you mean?
I hope you like wrestling, dear.
Wrestling? That's enough for me.
Well, if he's so horrible, what are you doing here?
I'm a judo expert.
Well, good luck, honey.
Thanks a lot.
Look innocent, but I can take care of myself.
You may think you can, but you don't know him. Paul Douglas is the biggest wolf in town.
How do you know?
A friend of mine was script girl on his last picture. Poor thing.
What happened?
She lost 30 pounds, Mr. Douglas chasing her around the set.
No.
Before the picture started, she looked just like you. Exquisite. Before the picture was finished, hey, skin and bones. With luck, she'll be out of the sanitarium in about a year.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh,
Miss.
Hi.
Just what do you think you're doing?
Me?
I don't mean your Aunt Sophie. I heard you telling all those bald-faced lies about me to get rid of that girl. And where are the others?
Well...
You told them the same lies, too, didn't you?
Well, yes, I did.
Why? Well, just why did you do it?
I was desperate. I wanted the job as your girl, Friday.
You must be out of your mind. I wouldn't hire you if you were the last person on Earth. Miss Massey, phone those girls and tell them to get back here as soon as possible.
But, Mr. Douglas, I've had show business experience. I'm Ricky Ricardo's wife.
I wouldn't care if you were Xavier Cugat's wife. Mrs. Ricardo.
Yes.
Get out of here!
Mr. Douglas is expecting you.
Thank you. What's the matter, young lady?
I came to apply for the Girl Friday job, and I botched up my chance.
Oh, there now.
I probably wouldn't have gotten it anyway. I'm nothing but a housewife, and I guess the people who look at your program are interested in glamour girls.
Say, you've just given me a great idea.
I have.
Yes, my program is aimed at housewives.
Oh.
And if there's one thing a housewife likes to look at, it's another housewife.
They do?
Yeah. Believe me, in the morning, my wife looks like anything but a glamour girl.
What does she look like?
Like you.
Oh, dear.
So a glamour girl is the last thing in the world she wants to look at on television.
Miss Massey, would you bring your... Oh, hello, Mr.
Hi, Paul. Robinson. I'm sorry I was late.
Oh, don't think anything of it. Come on to the office. I'll take your hat. Goodbye, miss.
Oh, wait a minute. I've got a great surprise for you. Meet your new girl, Friday.
You don't mind if I call you Lucy, do
No,
you?
Please do. That's my name.
Well, before we go on the air, let's quickly go over a few things. Do you mind, Jeremy?
No.
Here's a schedule of today's show. Uh-huh. Now, after I introduce you to the weather, and now look, if you're going to be on the show, at least try not to act nervous.
Okay, I'll be all right, Mr. Douglas. I'll be all right.
That's fine. Now, as I say, after I introduce you, I'm going to do the weather. And while I'm giving the weather reports, you pick up the proper one of these discs, you know, like sunny or cloudy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then you put them on the blackboard over there, see, on the proper places, with these suction cups behind on the back side.
Yeah.
Places, everybody. Side. We're on the air in 1 minute.
Now, look, just let's get over this, please. Now, after we do the weather, I am going to take you over to the cook's corner where we will demonstrate. Are you listening? Lucy. Lucy!
Good morning, early birds! 30 seconds!
I know, I heard the man. Thank you. Now look, just pull yourself together, and when you look into the camera, do as I do. Just imagine you're talking to one person.
Oh, that's a good idea. Just talking to one person?
That's right. Forget the other 20 million viewers.
20 million?
We're on the air.
We're on the air.
Good morning, everybody. Hello, and how are you? This is your new Early Bird program. I am Paul Douglas, and I want you to meet Lucy Ricardo, my girl Friday. My girl Friday.
Good morning, early bird.
This early bird didn't catch a worm. She caught a frog in her throat. She's going to be just fine. Aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yes, all right. Well, I imagine we might as well get moving now, and I know all you early birds want to know what the weather's going to be like all around the country, so here we go. With the weather report, the weather report.
Go right ahead.
Thank you. The weather report.
Oh.
Up. That's it. That blackboard. That's right. Now, the New England states are going to enjoy warm, sunny weather today. New England, put the basket down. Now, warm, sunny weather, New England states. Now, you're coming closer. Now you got it. That's it. Warm, sunny weather. That's fine. Yep, that's right. Boston will hit a high of 72, New Haven 68, New York 70. Now, the South Atlantic states won't be quite so lucky today. The report from there indicates some cloudiness with a threat of rain.
Aww.
The South Atlantic states.
Yeah. Right in there.
No, a little further this way. That's...
Oh, yeah.
Cloudiness, threat of rain. You're doing just fine. Yes, indeed. Let's see. Richmond overcast with a high of 58. Charleston, possible showers, a high of 56. Atlanta, overcast and probably rain. Miami Beach, early morning overcast. Yes, where was I now? Oh, in Miami Beach, and of course, we'll clear up in the late afternoon. Now, we're all set?
Yeah.
Fine, that's good. Now, as we move over toward the mid and the far west.
The mid and the far...
That's it. Oh, it's going to be fine. I told you that. Yes, indeed. Well, the mid and the far west, we see are in for some real spring sunshine. Real spring sunshine, the Midwest and the far west. I said sunshine.
Oh.
Thank you. Now, let me see. Chicago, St. Louis, Kansas City, all in the low 70s. Denver, 75. Salt Lake City, 80. And... So much for the weather today. Now, as I told you before, we're going to move to the cook's corner, where I am going to demonstrate the art of cooking a lobster in your own home. Now, would you care for a chef's hat? There you are, Lucy. You know, it's a very funny thing how many women are afraid to tackle a lobster anywhere but in a restaurant. Well, I'll show you how to prepare a dinner featuring lobster right in your own home. Now, first, the boiling water has to be salted. See? Then a soupçon of cayenne pepper. And then perhaps a tablespoonful or two of vinegar. You see? There we are.
What's that for?
That adds verve to the crustacean.
Oh.
Thought you'd like that. Now, will you get me the carton, please? Not there, on the stove, please, on the stove. That's it. Now take the lobster out of the carton.
It's alive!
Of course it's alive! Now will you pick it out of the box? Pick it out of the box? We'll get on with our recipe in just a few moments. Pick it out. Won't hurt you, but... There we are. Now, drop it gently into the boiling water.
In there?
Yes, in there.
You can't put a poor little helpless lobster in boiling water. It's murder.
That is the way everybody cooks them.
Does that make it right?
Now, Lucy, it's Some Girl Friday. Put it in there, will you? We're on the air.
I'd rather you drop me in that water.
Oh, don't tempt me. Now, I'm going to drop it gently into the boiling...
Wait a minute. Let me do it.
You want to do it now?
I'll do it, Mr. Douglas.
Fine. Well, that's... You see, it's very simple, and that's a good girl. And I've got some real kitchen hints for you housewives. You see, as you work in the kitchen, if you just clean up as you go along, you'll just... Thank you. You'll discover that you will have lots of leisure time. All good chefs keep immaculate kitchens. And this gives you the opportunity to relax, sit down, and while the lobster is boiling, you could even have yourself a smoke or just make yourself comfortable. Oh! Oh! That's our show for today, folks. We certainly hope you'll all be with us tomorrow. So until that time, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye.
Okay, we're off the air.
Terrible. Sorry, Mr. Douglas.
Right.
It's just that I was so nervous. That's
all
why
right.
I made so many mistakes.
All right.
If you let me have your trousers, I'd be glad to sew them
not,
up.
Not here.
I won't make this many mistakes tomorrow.
All right, all right. Please don't give it a second thought. Don't worry about it.
Thank you. You're very nice.
I understand exactly how you feel, and don't worry about tomorrow.
Thank you, sir.
Because you're fired.
Well, I can't say I blame you. I guess I ruined your television show.
You may have ruined television.
Mr. Douglas, this is unbelievable.
Mr. Robinson, it will not happen again. I just fired Mrs. Ricardo.
Fired her? She was the best thing on the show. The switchboards are swamped with calls from all over the country. People thought she was hilarious. It's a wonderful new concept for a morning program. Young lady, I'm signing you to a contract for the run of the show. You two are going to be together for the next 3 years.
No!
Ethel!
Yeah?
I'm leaving for the club, honey.
Okay. Say, when's Lucy coming home anyway?
Well, when she talked to me on the phone, she said she'd be late.
I've been here since 5 o'clock this morning. I'm willing to work a 40-hour week, but I don't want to do it all in one day.
Well, you know, she said they had to sign all the new contracts and take publicity pictures and all that stuff. You know, I can't believe it. Lucy on television.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I'm so happy for her.
You don't look happy.
Oh, I am happy. I just haven't got the energy to smile.
Well, I got to rush, honey. Goodbye.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, honey. Congratulations.
Thank you. Isn't it wonderful about my job?
Sure is.
Wait to hear about my new contract.
I want you to tell me the whole story, but I'm so late and I got to rush to the club, so you can tell it to me when I come back, all right? Goodbye, honey.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie. Did you hear the good news about Mommy?
I'm late, Mommy. Mr. Ramsey's driving us to the meeting.
Oh. Congratulations.
Thanks, Ethel. Gee, wait till you hear. You know, after we signed the contracts, we all went to 21.
Honey, I'd love to hear about it, but I got to get over to my house now and fix Fred's lunch.
Lunch? It's 7:30.
Well, I'm just a little bit behind schedule.
Oh, I see.
When Rip Van Mertz wakes up, send him over to our place.
Huh? You see, Fred, my new contract is new. It has a 3-year clause, non-cancelable, and it's just what I've always wanted.
I knew you'd be excited, Fred.
I know, dear. I'm sorry, but I have to leave to catch my train. I'm sorry I wasn't awake when you came home last night. We didn't even get a chance to say hello.
Oh. Hello. Hello.
Isn't it wonderful about my new job?
No.
What's here?
I'll talk about it later.
What'd you say, honey?
Later. Talk about it later. Hmm?
Oh.
Bye.
Bye. Well, hi, honey. Did you get up early so you could have breakfast with Mommy?
No, I got cold.
What's the matter now? Oh, okay.
You want a paper?
No, thank you.
Well, excuse me, I'll get it.
Driving on track 8, train number 399. Haven, Milford, Stratford, Ridgeport, Fairfield, Southport, Westport, Norwalk, Darien, and Stamford.
Lucy. Well, I know this is none of my business, but, I've noticed in the last week or so that you haven't looked too happy. I was wondering if anything was wrong.
Oh, no, not really.
Well, Mr. Robinson's delighted with the show.
Oh, I am, too. It's just that I don't have much time to spend with my family, but don't you worry about it. I'll work it out.
Well, I'd like to discuss it with you, but my train pulls out for Scarsdale in 2 minutes.
That's all right.
What time is your train?
I have 5 minutes. I'm meeting Ricky here. I meet him here when he's on his way to work, and I'm on my way home.
Well, see you tomorrow, huh? Bright and early.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hi, Ro.
How are you? I got a rush train.
Okay, see you later.
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
Sure nice to get a chance to talk to you.
Nice to get a chance to talk to you, too.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Fine. You look good.
Thank you. Gee, I'd forgotten how brown your eyes are. They really are.
Yeah, brown, yeah. How's your show?
Fine. How's yours?
Good.
Going along all right, huh?
Yeah. I gotta go, honey.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I'll see you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, dear.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah. There you are. Hi.
Hi.
Where are you going?
Sleep overnight with Bruce Ramsey.
Oh.
They're having a pajama party. Good night, honey.
Good night, Mommy.
Mommy?
I mean, if I...
Here you go.
Come home early in the morning now. All righty. Night. Ethel Mertz, I never thought you'd stoop to this.
To what?
You've stolen my child.
What?
He called you Mommy.
Well, that's a perfectly natural mistake. He spends more time with me than he does with you.
When I hired you as his sitter, I never dreamed you tried to take my place as his mother.
Oh, now, Lucy, since you're not around to be his mother, then I'm going to be a mother.
Ethel, did you say you're going to be a mother?
Oh, shut up. Look, Lucy, I didn't ask for this job. I took it because you were sick of being a housewife and wanted to go out and get a job, remember?
Yeah. You're right, Ethel. I'm sorry I snapped at you.
Oh, forget it.
It's just that things aren't working out the way I planned. I miss my family.
I know it, honey. It's terrible when a husband and wife only get to be together 5 minutes a day. Fred Mertz, if you open your mouth, I'll slug you.
Track 7, train number 15, Boston, Providence, Kingston,
Westlake,
London.
Oh, hi.
Hiya.
Fine, how are you?
Fine, honey. Anything new?
No, what's new with you?
Nothing.
Gee, we never get a chance to talk anymore.
I know. I didn't even have time to tell you how proud I am of you.
Oh, you are?
Oh, of course, honey. Show is doing wonderful. I guess you were just wasting your time sitting around being a housewife. Evidently, you have a lot of talent.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, honey, but I am awful late.
I gotta go.
So, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Same time, same station. What's the matter, honey? What's the matter?
I don't like having a job. I'm lonesome for you and little Ricky. I want to be a housewife again.
Well, honey, we want you back, too.
Do you?
Of course we do. I just said I was happy about your career because, you know, that's what I thought you wanted.
I don't want that at all.
You know? Well, then, honey, it's a very simple solution. I mean, all you have to do is just quit.
Oh, sure, quit. I got a 3-year contract, non-cancelable.
That's right.
And if they keep renewing the contract, it may be years before I get time to spend with my family again. You'll be an old man with white hair. Or even bald. Our son will be all grown up and we'll be all shrunken and shriveled. You'll be little Ricky and he'll be big Ricky.
Hey, what's the matter?
I miss my family.
She wants to quit, but she has a contract.
Well, don't cry about it. I think that can be worked out.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't want you to work if you're this unhappy, and I feel certain that the sponsor would feel exactly the same about it.
Well, would you be willing to talk to Mr. Robinson about it?
I'll talk to him tonight. He's coming to my house for dinner.
Oh, are you sure you can get me out of my contract?
Believe me, Lucy, I hate to lose you, but if this is what you want, consider it done.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, that's
thank
wonderful, Paul.
Well, I have to rush and get my train now. Excuse me, right?
Mr. Douglas, you're okay.
Hi, thank you.
Mr. Douglas, I've been watching your television show, and I think I know how to fix it. You know?
Honey, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to take the night off. We're going to celebrate. You're a housewife again.
Oh, and isn't it wonderful? Now I can cook the meals and do the dishes and make the beds and dust the house.
And cook the meals and do the dishes and make the beds.
There we go.
Thanks, Barney, for the nice evening.
Well, you're welcome, sweetheart. Did you enjoy the movie?
I sure did, Mommy.
That's good. You go on upstairs now and get ready for bed.
I'll be right up to tuck you in, son.
His mother will be up to tuck him in.
Your mommy will tuck you in.
Okay.
Sure nice to have the family together again.
Oh, it sure is. And it's going to be great being able to sleep late in the morning.
What are you doing?
Making sure no one disturbs me.
Listen, you're so used to getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you probably wake up early anyway.
Oh, no. Before I go to bed, I'm going to take a couple of pills so I can sleep till noon.
Swell. Oh, Paul.
What are you doing here? It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Don't give me time signals. Get Lucy. We're in trouble.
What's your sleep? What's the matter?
Robinson, I talked to him until I was blue in the face. He won't let her out of her contract.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And on top of that, if she's not in the studio in the morning, he's going to sue the both of you for every penny you got.
What?
And on top of that, if she's not there, I get fired.
Well, you were so positive.
I know,
I was positive.
Go wake her up, will you? He's got this whole new ad campaign on the cereal. He's got a fortune in it. He insists that she be there in the morning and appear in every one of the commercials.
All right. I'll go wake her up now. Just relax.
All right, but if we rush, we can just make the train back to New York.
All right.
Aye,
what?
I forgot she took a couple of sleeping pills.
Aye.
How are you on from me? Look, now wait just a minute. Relax.
Get her away, please.
All right, if we miss the train, I'll drive you to the station.
Get going or you can drive into the unemployment office.
Look, I got a hunch I'm going to need some help. You better come up and give me a hand.
I had to get into television. No wonder Ed Murray's taking a year off.
Honey, darling, wake up, dear. Wake up, Lucy.
Gotta wake her up.
Honey, dear, you gotta wake up, honey. You gotta work in the morning, honey. Remember, you got a chore to do?
Gotta make the train.
Darling. Darling, the man didn't...
We won't even make the show at this rate. What are we gonna do? What?
Listen, I'll tell you what. You put her coat on, Paul.
Yeah.
You know, just... You put her coat on, I'll throw some clothes on me, and we'll take her clothes and we'll dress it down at the station.
And drive in, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just put her coat on. Oh.
Lucy knows this new commercial?
Oh, sure. We've been rehearsing it all week.
Oh,
where is she?
But she's in her dressing room.
Is she okay?
Well, I think so. She's getting dressed all by herself.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, did you get her?
Mr. Robinson, yes, don't worry about a thing. We got her all right.
Good. I'll be in the sponsor's booth. Right.
Yes, sir.
Places, everybody.
Okay.
I'll go get it, Paul.
No, wait a minute. I start the commercial, and she comes in when I say, okay, Lucy. That's her cue.
Okay, Lucy. Okay.
Right.
Don't worry about anything.
I won't.
5 seconds.
All right.
We're on the air. Hit the theme.
Good morning, early birds. Good morning. Now, in case you're wondering what I'm doing here at the breakfast table instead of at my desk, it's because, well, today is the day our sponsor, the American Cereal Company, unveils its exciting new breakfast food. Unlike any other breakfast food, it contains a special new formula that guarantees vim and vigor, and it tastes good, too. In fact, it's so delicious, I understand my girl Friday has been backstage nibbling before we went on the air, so she ought to be bouncing in here any moment. Okay, Lucy? goes the honor of being the first to tell you the name of this delicious new breakfast product. Tell the folks, Lucy.
Wakey Flakey.
Thank you very much. That's right, folks. Wakey Flakeys. Remember the name. Wakey Flakeys are guaranteed to keep you awake and give you pep and energy for 24 hours. Absolutely. Well, you know how those things are. I guess she just didn't nibble enough, huh? Here, I'll fix you some more. Don't forget, folks, these are brand new Wakey Flakeys. Here they are. And just wait till she tastes the wide awake goodness in this munchy bowl of Wakey Flakeys. Now, first, of course, cream and sugar. Would you care for some cream? Cream. Yes. I'll have some. Some people like lots and lots of cream. Me, I like them dry. Yes, sir. There's nothing like a bowl of Wakey Flakeys to start your day. Right, Lucy? Lucy! Remember to ask for them at any store by name, folks.
None here.
Honey,